Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with co-host Mitch Glenn, who's here. And we have a special guest. Richard Parker is with us. Of course, Richard's been on the show before, but we love having Richard on for all the things that he does and a lot of the influence on the youth and fishing. And we support you and back you and do what we can. Why don't you start with what you've been up to lately?
Let's see,
fishing. Yeah, but haven't you been having a tournament or two?
Yeah, we had a tournament too. We started a new trail, the SMABC, South Mississippi Anglers. South Mississippi Association of Bass Clubs.
Right.
And so we have like 180 folks signed up for that. So it's
so is good. That a youth or is that
it's adults?
Adults, uh-huh.
Right. And we are with the Bass Tactics Program. We've had approximately 10 tournaments so far since school started in September. We got five more to go for the year. Then we're taking our national championship to Morgan City, Louisiana, to fish on the Atchafalaya Basin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That'll be a challenge.
What is that, about 1 million acres of
water? First challenge is remembering which oil trail you went down.
Exactly. I did tell folks when you come there, if this is your first time,
right?
Make sure your GPS works.
GPS is your friend.
Yep.
Yes, I said because there's hardly any phone signal. So right. If you get lost, you better have a good flare gun or something.
Or a way to sustain yourself for the next 30 days till somebody finds you.
Make sure you got plenty of gas in your boat. You got something to start a fire with, and you got enough food for 2 days.
Right. Yeah.
In the boat. Yeah. For everybody.
For everyone, yep.
Yeah, because if you get stuck on low tide, you run aground because everything down there looks deep.
Right.
But it's not.
Uh-huh.
By the time somebody finds you, it could be a couple days.
Yeah, the good news is if you move far enough south, you can catch flounder while you're out there bass fishing.
Yeah, you ain't got to go very far to catch flounder down there.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Go under the bridge and you're in flounder territory.
Uh-huh.
But there's bass there.
So how many teams will be down there fishing that?
We'll have approximately 180 qualified now if that many shows up, that night.
Right.
But now we are going to fish for probably the largest youth cash payout in the history of youth bass angling on any level.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. $10,000 guaranteed first place. This year, we will also crown the adult coach that has to be in the boat.
Yeah.
We will crown the first ever high school youth national coach champion.
Wow.
Never done in any other youth championship before. Mm. And that coach is going to win one day for $100. He's going to win
$2,000. Wow.
Some coach. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah. And the junior team will get $3,000 cash plus scholarship. And the high school team will get $5,000 cash and $160,000 scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yes. No other program in this country comes $5,000 close to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. Pretty amazing, pretty well, we're blessed by that. So the Lord's blessed us with those sponsorships. And we just want to bless the people back with it.
Teams like Western Kentucky University, right? Are they
Kentucky
part of that?
Christian.
Oh, all right.
LSU Shreveport.
Uh-huh.
Montevello, the only four-time ever college championship team.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Carson Newman has got some of our kids. River University gave us over $5 million last year for scholarships.
Is that right?
And then Simpson University out of Northern California.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of universities and colleges that have partnered with us, and we have more coming on, seems to be. So we produce a lot of college champions. In the last 2 years, if I'm correct on my dates, kids that have gone through Bass Tactics. Now, they fish other programs too.
Right.
But they fished with us. And won three major college events, one in Virginia, one in Mississippi, and one in Florida.
Wow.
So I will challenge any other youth program that's had that.
What's the qualifying to get into Bass-tastics?
Bass-tastics, you pretty much just have to go online and sign up. We require no school.
Okay.
No school at all, and we're the only youth program where the adult gets to fish. The adult can fish against the other coaches, other adults, for a $40 entry. The youth is $80, but the payback is enormous.
Okay. So this could be a youth right out of high school that can't really get to college.
Well,
we're
talking kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't. If they can cast, we take them.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, we don't limit like a lot of bigger programs do.
Sweet.
You know, we want kids on the water. We don't want we're not out for a glory type thing. We're out for the kids, and it shows. So
right.
And talk about some of the scholarships. They're not just scholarships on the thing. You might have educational scholarships, or you might have maybe a program that fits what that student is kind of looking for.
Right. So what we do is, you know, a university would say, I'm looking for some kids. They don't have to be winners. We just need these type kids at our university. Right. And so they may finish 45th overall for the year, but that's what that college is looking for. Uh-huh. They're not really interested in winners. Anybody can look up and win.
Right.
They're looking for youth that are good kids, not going to cause trouble, not going to shed a bad name for the college.
Uh-huh.
Kids that will come to class, that will show up for class and do their schoolwork, because that's priority.
Right.
You know, because we have had kids that get removed from scholarship because they didn't come to class.
Right.
So, because why are you there? You're there to get an education.
Yep.
And if you can't follow up with that, then they don't want you on their team.
So you probably,
it doesn't matter if you're the best angler in the world. If you can't come to class, we don't want you.
Right. So you've brought a couple of the youth anglers here to this event, the 2025
correct.
MS Fish Camp event.
That's
and,
correct.
And tell us who's come up to be part of it.
We have Carter Townsend. He's a junior from West Jones High School in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Justin Murray, which comes from a private school in Liberty, Mississippi, kind of opposite sides of the state.
Yeah.
Two very talented young men that have – they actually have their own businesses, and they're 11th grader, and one's just graduated.
Wow.
So just graduated. So, and he graduated early. So that tells you what kind of kids they are. They're very smart.
Right.
And they've gone over and beyond. They help at the tournaments during weigh-in and after tournaments over there. Just don't get in their vehicles and run off. You know, they stay and help.
Wow.
And
hard to find in young people.
Right, that's correct. And they help in their communities. So and that goes a long way. And that's what colleges and universities are looking for. They're not looking for so-called winner at the end of the day. You know, we don't want to take kids on the road that's going to cause trouble.
That's right.
Leave them at home with mom and daddy.
Yeah, in the basement.
Somewhere. You know, we don't need that kind of representation.
So you talk about a lot about the young anglers. What is usually the base, would you say, is the most common age that you have coming in and fishing your tournaments? Is that around that 6 or 7?
Normally 11 to 15 years old.
Okay.
Some got a lot of 10s, but normally about 11 to 15.
Right.
Because it still hadn't got into a lot of them's head that they only have to be 5 years old.
Right.
Yeah, because some of these schools that have been brainwashed into thinking that they have to be a high school angler to fish.
Right.
I don't quite understand that personally. If you just read the rules, it plainly states.
Right.
But instead of reading and comprehending, they tend to just listen to other people talk. So 5 years later, they realized they could started fishing 5 years ago. And now they're like 10th, 11th, 12th graders, and they've got 2 to 3 years to prove themselves and to get a scholarship. Sometimes that's difficult against the competition level that we have.
Right.
So
You do have. I went to the championship that was on Lake Pickwick there and got to be part of that. Part of that event, and it was I'm not going to say remarkable. It's just kind of rewarding and engaging to see that the families were there and supporting the younger anglers, and it was more of a family, kind of like family thing. We were down at Ross Barnett. It was kind of the same thing where there might have been an uncle or was part of it, or grandpa was part of that as part of the team, or they were there to show up to the weigh-in. And
correct.
And you have a lot of that, don't you?
Right. We just say Pickwick, for example, when you were down, we have probably 500 to 700 people.
Yeah, it was crowded.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, we had representatives, like staff members from, just say, Duckett Fishing.
Yeah, he was
there. They were there with a setup. Yeah. And they were like, we go to professional fisherman programs and we don't have this.
Right.
They were blown away at the numbers and how people interacted. And if you remember, the snow cone machine went over really well.
Yeah, that's right.
It was warm and they was lying for the snow cone.
The snow cone. I don't know any other place that had like snow cones. Yeah, like after
still
the
calls
tournament.
Me to this day, wanting to know when she can come back to a tournament and sell more snow cones.
I'll bet.
But she made some money on that. But I mean, snow cones and family events cause a lot of fun and happiness. So, and just, most every kid weighed in to fish.
Yeah.
And that makes it better. And
some of them weighed in more than one fish. They had some limits. They were pretty solid. And we actually could see the one from the boat ramp. Actually, we could see where they went. And they were fishing at least some of the time. And then we actually got to go out in the boat and film them and get some stuff that.
It was good. And Hardin County Tourism, can't say enough about them.
Oh, yeah.
And they went overboard there. They did an excellent job, and the venue and all was great.
Yeah.
So
tell us what it takes for a youth to join this. What do they? I know you talked about the school, but what, like money or what do they have to pay to get in?
In Bass Tactics, we do not require school.
Okay.
The only thing we require is an adult over 19.
Okay.
A kid that's big enough to throw a rod and reel.
Uh-huh.
And we don't require two kids per boat, like a lot of programs. One kid, one adult. And it's a $25 membership fee and come fish.
Wow.
So that's all we require. It's, we don't put all these binders and stipulations and rules that, make you want to climb four mountains and skip three towers and jump three rivers and fly over the Grand Canyon to be an angler.
All right.
As far as getting to the scholarship levels coming out of high school, is there some advantage to a kid that's say 10 years old getting in the program and fishing? Can he start pre-qualifying for scholarships at 12?
Well, actually we give away scholarships to 10-year-olds.
10-year-olds. Okay.
Yes, sir. Some universities want them from the beginning. Like you as a sponsor or a fishing company, a bait company, if you can impress those people when they're six, you're probably going to have them the rest of your life buying your bait.
True. I agree.
Right?
I totally agree with that.
Right.
So the university's on that same level.
Exactly. Universities, some of them are smart.
So they will go ahead and issue that scholarship to a 10-year-old,
and
it can sit there and grow into a bigger scholarship for 8 years? Or
what they do is they, on a regular basis, will interact with that kid until he graduates and mold them and
kind of like
them.
The NIL starting to sign 16-year-olds in high school.
Exactly.
Right?
So they mentor them, and they continue to do that. Now, a lot of universities don't, but some of them do.
Okay.
And like I say, it's a prime example. If I can get you using my rod and reel, my tackle today, you as a six-year-old, that's going to be the best thing ever in that kid's life. So especially give them like, hey, man, I want you to be on my pro staff team, my junior pro staff team or whatever. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
And that's the way we look at it. We bring sponsors on board, and we have some really great sponsors like you guys. I mean, y'all bring us on the podcast, and it helps.
Yeah.
the program, and we support y'all by sharing your podcast and promoting you. So, I mean, the kids ask about it, and we say, yeah, you know. Like Jimmy Allgood, we've been,
right,
you know, with him for years, and, you know, we either call in and do shows or go sit in the studio.
Yep.
And we work with each other, and it works out great. But, you know, we have paying sponsors, and we have companies that just, you know, give product, and then we have companies that do both. And, you know, so we appreciate all of them. And one thing about, like, Riptide Outdoors and some others, Bow Farms, you know, Bow Farms is a very large producer of pork in Mississippi.
Right.
Very large. And they're a Christian company, and it's, they support us. And so, and then they only don't only give money, but they give our people an amazing discount on all the pork they want to eat. You know, yeah, so, you know, would you rather pay 69 cents a pound or go to the store and pay $3.89? It's, you know, it's a huge. And then they turn around for the kids that want to raise money. They just give them the pork.
Wow.
You know, so what a great sponsor.
Yeah, that's a great sponsor.
Absolutely. What's fishing without bacon, right?
Exactly.
Bacon fixes everything.
Exactly. You can catch me with bacon. I'm good with that. But, yes. So these kids come along, and like I say, they can start winning these scholarships early. And, for example, they give us a certain amount. So in Bass Tactics, at every event, we give $80,000 scholarship.
Wow.
So if we have 15 events in a year, we give at least 80,000 at ever. That's qualifiers.
Uh-huh.
Now, the national championship, they get 80 to 160,000 for winning. And then right down the line, we may give away, like last year, every kid that walked through the door and signed up at our championship got a $54,000 scholarship.
Oh, wow.
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 Every kid, not a team, but every kid. So we give them a $54,000 scholarship. Now, for example, if Simpson University gives us a scholarship, $80,000, that's 40 per kid. Now, the college will talk to them, evaluate them, and they may offer them a $150,000 scholarship, where at first it was a 40.
Right.
But we don't have the authorization to do that. They do.
Right.
But 40, 80 is more than any other programs given away at a qualifier. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
As far as a regular high school youth tournament, especially to a junior kid. You know, you normally have to get on a national level before you get those kind of scholarships. Right. But with our program, you get it every event.
And so, and the part we like is what comes in goes out.
That's
and
exactly
there's
right.
nothing, there's no middleman in between.
No middleman in between. Out. If you give to Bass Tactics, you can pretty much count on those kids are going to get it. I don't keep their money. I don't need their money.
Right.
So they get it. That's how we're able to give all this away.
Yep.
So, and we're a Christian-based organization. Before we blast off, we're going to have, some words of encouragement.
Right.
And then we're going to go fishing, and we're going to come back in. We're going to thank the Lord for how good it is again, and we're going to all be happy. And we're going to give away a lot of money, a lot of scholarships, and a lot of door prizes. And one thing we've been doing it on and off over the years.
Yeah.
But this year, dedicated like every event for the moms and the other ladies in the audience, we give away a lot of door prizes just to them for appreciating. Right. I mean, moms do a lot.
They do. You know, they do the heavy.
Exactly.
So, they keep things oiled and running.
We take some of that sponsorship money and go buy a bunch of stuff for the ladies. Whether that's fishing or, you know, from Bed Bath and Beyond or where we may get it from, it's good stuff.
Right.
And we give it away. Like starting of the winter, we give away a lot of nice gloves and sweater caps and, you know, things like that that they can use, not something they're not going to be able to use.
Yep.
And a lot of times we let them select what they want from the table.
Oh, yeah.
So if they don't get what they want, it's their own fault.
Are you taking that out? That's good. Yeah. That's a very good idea.
Sometimes, we hear lately a couple of them like, okay, you got to choose one now. But anyways, it's funny. They laugh about
it's
it.
It's your choice. It's all on you at this point, right?
Yeah. And like McCoy Line, for example. I mean, McCoy Line out of, I think it's South Dakota, all American made line, McCoy Line.
Right.
And they give us just an enormous amount of line to give away to these kids. And It's all free. I mean, wow. So those kind of sponsors are getting their name out there,
right?
You know, for the product, and it's hard to beat. It's hard to beat those kind of sponsors. Bass Assassin Baits. I mean, they were literally, and the guy that's been with me the last couple of days, Brian Rouse, his son, right. Graduated through our program, is now went to college, and ever since then, I mean, they basically give him every bait he wants to fish.
Wow.
Ever since then, I mean, that's been 4, 5, 6 years. So Bass Assassin Baits does a great job with kids, yeah. And we appreciate everything they've done, so.
All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Any kind of game fish you're trying to catch, if you're throwing a Pico, you're going to catch them. And Mitch said he was willing to give a tip on a Pico lure. So which one did you pick, and what are you going to give us? He's speechless.
Marabou jigs.
Uh-oh. I know this one.
You do, because I told you already.
That's right.
When you take a marabou jig out of the package and you drop it in the water and you cast that thing out and you bring it in, you will notice immediately that the tail's still dry. When it's in the water, it just folds up into nothing. So if you'll take that jig, drop it in the water, pick it up, rub it, drop it in the water, pick it up, rub it, and get the feathers wet when you throw it out there, the next time you throw it and you try to twitch it or something, the feathers will fluff in the water because they're all wet. So give that a try. Rub the feathers, get them wet. It'll work better for you every time.
There you go. Richard, if they want to find out more about being part of this organization, if they want to find out about being a sponsor, or if they're a university that want to join this program and be part of something that's, you know, as we see it, something that's positive, and there's not enough positive things in this world. And this is something that they can jump on and join and be proud that they're associated with. Where do they go?
They can always go to Facebook, the Bass Tactics Outdoors.
Okay. Rich you Parker. Spell that out for us?
BASSTACTIX Outdoors. And you can go to Bass Tactics. Just go to Google.
Okay.
And type in Bass Tactics, BASSTACTIX Youth Fishing, and it'll come up. Or, again, you can call 601-307-8492, and we'd be glad to help you.
Okay.
And you can also go to the website,
okay,
Bass Tactics website, to donate at any time.
Okay. So,
and know that your money is going to the kids, not in somebody's pocket.
All right. So. That's great to hear. So, well, like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.